Welcome to episode 3 of our podcast series on raising your company's web profile. In this edition, we'll be looking at the tricky issue of how often you should write something new for your website or blog. One of the most common comments we hear on this subject is that most demolition contractors have nothing to write about. Our reply is quite simply, you're not trying hard enough. Bearing in mind that your audience is either existing or potential customers with whom you are seeking to create or maintain a relationship, the website should be viewed as your way of keeping people informed of what your company is doing, both internally and externally. So yes, it would be great if every post was on a new demolition project that your company has won. But don't overlook things like staff appointments, awards won by the company, links to positive mentions of your company in the trade, technical, or even local press, and links to articles on other websites or blogs that you believe might be of interest to your audience. And here's another point. Many demolition contractors spend a lot of money liaising with local communities and schools to help overcome any possible negativity associated with their demolition works. And yet, a standalone blog specifically on that contract can be created in about an hour and at zero cost. This can then be updated throughout the progress of the contract, right up to completion, including photos and videos. And if you're feeling especially brave, you could even invite local residents to comment on that blog. If you'd like any more information on any of the subjects covered in this episode, or if you'd like to know how to set up a contract-specific blog free of charge, please drop us a line at mantony@markantonypublicity.co.uk. And again, thanks for listening.